Okay, so get ready because this time we're going deep, really deep into the future of AI. And you know what's even cooler? We've got a stack of articles here to guide us. Like, we're talking AI that could write a Shakespearean sonnet, no problem, and then turn around and predict what you'll have on your grocery list next week.
Yeah, it really is incredible how fast things are moving. It's a wild ride for sure, and I think these articles do a really great job of mapping out where we're headed. And, it's not just about having smarter gadgets, it's about how AI will reshape entire industries, maybe even the world, right?
Totally. I mean, reading this stuff, it feels like we're standing on the edge of something totally new. It's like discovering a whole new continent or something. And that four spaces of AI evolution thing that one of the articles talked about, that's like our treasure map.
It's a good framework to get us started for sure. And I think generation space, which is the first space, is where things start to feel really like sci-fi movie-ish.
Totally. This is where AI goes from being a tool to like this crazy creative force. I mean, AI writing music, creating art, even coming up with tweets that go viral. It's mind-blowing.
It really is. And speaking of mind-blowing, one of these articles about spotting AI-generated text, let me tell you, that was an eye-opener. It's getting harder and harder to tell the difference between human and machine-generated content these days. That's a whole other discussion, though.
Seriously, I felt like I needed a decoder ring after reading that one. And it really gets you thinking about like the implications, you know? Especially when it comes to things like fake news and stuff spreading online. But on a lighter note, that same article talked about how companies like Zara are using AI to, get this, predict fashion trends months in advance just by analyzing social media. It's like having a fashion crystal ball.
That's the thing about all this, isn't it? AI itself isn't good or bad. It's how we decide to use it. And yeah, the potential is huge. Imagine being a small business owner and having access to that kind of forecasting power. That could be a game changer.
No kidding. And it's not just fashion, right? One of the articles mentioned Google is using AI to keep an eye on patents and basically predict what tech trends are coming next. It's like they're peeking into the future of innovation.
Yeah, that kind of foresight can make or break entire industries. Imagine knowing what the next big thing is before anyone else. Talk about having an edge. But the generation space isn't all about words and images, right? This is also where data analysis really takes the stage.
Oh, absolutely. One of the articles talked about how AI can basically gobble up and understand huge amounts of data at a speed that would make a human brain go, whoa.
It's true, but it's not just about speed. It's about AI's ability to connect the dots and see patterns in that data that we humans might completely miss. Like seeing the hidden story in a jumbled mess of information.
You know, that reminds me of something I read in one of these articles about this AI model called Claude, made by this company Anthropic. They basically fed it a bunch of complicated financial reports, and Claude turned them into like these easy to understand presentations. Imagine taking a mountain of data and getting a clear roadmap out of it.
Exactly. It's like having a superpower for your business. Think about it. You could plug all of your company's data into an AI. And boom, you're getting actionable insights, predictions, strategies, you name it. It'd be like having a 24/7 super consultant on call.
Okay, that's just cool. Sign me up. And maybe this is just me overthinking things, but as much as I love the idea of AI doing all my data analysis for me, it makes you wonder how much can we really rely on these AI-generated insights? I mean, how do we know they're accurate?
Oh, the million-dollar question. And you're right to be cautious. The deeper we go into this generation space, the more important it becomes to remember that AI is only as good as the data we feed it. That's a whole other can of worms. Maybe we can save that for another episode. But for now, how about we shift gears a bit and head over to the next stop on our AI adventure, the productivity space.
Where the AI stops just assisting and starts actually doing stuff, I'm intrigued. Tell me more. It really feels like we're stepping into a world where AI is like having a whole team of superpowered interns at our beck and call, you know?
It's true. And the cool thing is, this productivity space, it's not some far-off future. It's already happening all around us. In fact, one of your articles mentioned companies like, what was it, Intercom and Zendesk.
Yeah.
They're already using AI to power those customer service chatbots, the ones that pop up when you visit a website.
Oh, right. And it's not just answering basic questions anymore either, right? I mean, some of these AI chatbots are getting really good.
Exactly. We're talking AI that can walk you through troubleshooting, even try to upsell you on extra products or services. And the crazy thing is, they can sound so human. It's kind of freaky, to be honest.
Yeah, it's amazing when it works well, but you know as well as I do, we've all had those chatbot experiences where it's like talking to a brick wall, right? Like you're stuck in some endless loop of unhelpful responses.
Oh, tell me about it. Those early chatbot days were rough. But that's actually a good example of how quickly things are progressing. The article even highlighted something called agentic AI as a real game changer in this space.
Agentic AI. Okay, now that sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. What's so special about it? How is it different from, like, regular AI?
So, imagine this way, right? Regular AI, it's like that friend who waits for you to tell them what to do every step of the way. Agentic AI, that's the friend who can anticipate your needs and just knows what to do, like, without even being asked. Mm-hmm. They give this great example, actually, this company, DevRev. They're building their entire platform around this agentic AI concept. Imagine software that adapts to you in real time, or customer service that actually feels personalized because your AI assistant is working behind the scenes, you know, advocating for you. It's pretty wild.
Okay, I'll be honest. That sounds both amazing and, I don't know, a little bit intense. Like, that's a lot of power to give to an AI, right? What happens if something goes wrong? Who's in control then?
Those are definitely the million-dollar questions. And you're right, it all comes back to that idea of data being the foundation. If an AI is trained on data that's biased or incomplete, well, it's going to make biased or inaccurate decisions. It's like that saying, garbage in, garbage out.
Totally. It's like teaching a kid bad habits. They'll keep messing up until someone shows them the right way to do things. Man, it really makes you realize how crucial it is to think about the ethical side of all this AI stuff right from the get-go. It's not just about what AI can do, but what we should and shouldn't let it do.
Couldn't agree more. But hey, before we go too far down that rabbit hole, those articles also highlighted some incredible success stories, companies that are really using AI in powerful ways.
Oh, really? Like who? Tell me more.
So there's this company, UiPath. They're essentially building these virtual teams of, like, software bots that are trained by actual humans to handle all those repetitive, time-consuming tasks that most people hate doing anyway. It's like having a tireless assistant who actually enjoys the boring stuff.
Okay, I could definitely use one of those. Do they have an opening for a podcast co-host?
Uh-huh. You and everyone else. But seriously, one of the articles gave this really cool example about the insurance giant, Zurich Insurance Group. They used UiPath to completely automate a bunch of their accounting processes. Can you imagine the time and effort they saved?
No more accountants stuck staring at spreadsheets for hours on end. That's the dream.
Exactly. And think about what those accountants can now focus on instead: more complex analysis, strategic planning, you know, the things that require actual human ingenuity. It really shows how AI can augment human capabilities, not just replace them.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. AI as a superpower.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of superpowers, didn't one of the articles mention something about predictive maintenance? That sounded pretty amazing.
Oh, yeah, that's a big one. Imagine being able to predict when a machine is going to break down before it even happens. It's like having a sixth sense for machinery.
Talk about a game changer. Didn't they mention some company that use AI to monitor their entire fleet of trucks in real time?
Right. Schneider, the trucking company. They use AI to basically keep tabs on all their vehicles so they know when something needs attention, you know, way before it becomes a major problem. It's about maximizing efficiency, minimizing downtime, crucial in an industry where every minute counts.
Right. Time is money. It's like those old commercials, pay me now or pay me later. But imagine if hospitals could use something like that, predicting equipment failures before they cause problems. We're talking about potentially saving lives.
Absolutely. The applications are incredible. And you know what else is a game changer in the productivity space? The whole world of personalized medicine. One of the articles talked about how AI is being used to create what they called hyper-personalized treatments. It's really fascinating.
Okay, now we're getting into the really futuristic stuff. Hyper-personalized medicine, what's that all about? Break it down for me.
Imagine this a world where medical treatments are designed specifically for you, based on your unique genetic makeup, your lifestyle, your medical history. It's about minimizing side effects and maximizing effectiveness.
Wow, so it's like having a personalized health plan designed by a supercomputer. I mean, that sounds amazing. But I have to ask, what about the whole privacy thing? I mean, we're talking about giving these AI systems access to incredibly personal information, right?
You're right to be cautious. That's the double-edged sword of all this amazing potential. We gain incredible advancements in healthcare, but it does require putting a lot of trust in these AI systems. It's a conversation we need to have as a society for sure.
A conversation and maybe some very, very secure data encryption protocols. But okay, we've covered a ton of ground here with generation space and now productivity space. Where do we go from here? What's next on this roadmap to the future of AI?
Well, buckle up, because next up is the business redesign space, where AI isn't just a tool, it's the driving force behind a complete business revolution. And trust me, this is where things get really interesting.
Business redesign space. Okay, I'm picturing some serious construction happening, but instead of buildings, it's entire industries getting remodeled, right?
Exactly. It's like, forget making things a little bit faster, a little bit sleeker. We're talking about changing the whole blueprint, like what those articles called AI-first thinking.
So instead of just using AI to, like, tweak things here and there, it's about building everything around AI from the ground up. Bold move. Got any examples of companies that are actually doing this?
Oh, they definitely highlighted some big ones. Waymo, that self-driving car company everyone's talking about.
Right, right. I've heard of them.
Well, they're the poster child for this whole business redesign space.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not just adding AI features to their cars, right? Their whole business model is built on the idea that one day we'll all be riding around in self-driving vehicles.
Now, that's thinking long term. I mean, it makes you wonder what other industries are about to be, like, totally flipped on their heads by this AI revolution.
One that they brought up that really caught my eye was, get this, insurance.
Insurance, really?
Yes.
I mean, that doesn't exactly scream cutting edge to me.
Right. You'd think it was all paperwork and, like, stuffy boardrooms. But there's this company, Lemonade. They're doing some really interesting stuff. They're using AI to handle almost everything. Customer signups, processing claims, you name it. And apparently, it's working because they can be way more efficient, way more agile than traditional insurance companies.
So it's like those old dinosaurs are about to get outmaneuvered by this nimble little AI-powered startup. That's a classic underdog story. But I've got to ask, with all this talk about AI taking over, what happens to the human workforce? I mean, are we all just going to be out of a job?
Right. Everyone's worried about the robot takeover, right?
Well, when you put it like that, right. Yeah, a little bit.
But the interesting thing is, those articles actually suggested that AI won't just replace jobs. It'll create new ones. Think about it. Someone has to design, build, manage, and, like, ethically guide all this AI, right? We're talking whole new professions popping up.
Okay, so a collaboration, not just a competition. I like the sound of that.
Exactly. And the really cool part, some of those new jobs will probably involve using AI to tackle some of the world's biggest problems, like the stuff those articles talked about.
Like what? Give me some good news.
Well, for starters, AI is already accelerating drug discovery, making crazy breakthroughs in, like, understanding how proteins fold, which could be huge for treating diseases.
Okay, now, that's something we can all get behind. Using AI to make the world a healthier place. I like it. But we've got one more stop on our AI tour today. The singularity space. And if those articles are anything to go by, this is where things get really wild.
This is where science fiction starts to feel a little too real.
Hit me with it.
So we're talking about AI that's not just smart, but actually surpasses human intelligence. Like, fundamentally changes how we see the world and our place in it.
Okay, now that's a big concept to wrap your head around. What kind of mind-blowing tech is pushing us toward this singularity?
Well, one thing that really stood out was this concept of wetware, which sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie. Basically, it's about using biological components, like actual neurons, to build computers.
Hold on. So instead of silicon chips, we're talking about computers powered by, like, brain cells.
That's the idea. Imagine computers that can learn and adapt just like the human brain.
So we're not just talking about smarter computers. We're talking about computers with consciousness. No wonder those articles were emphasizing the ethical considerations of all of this. We're talking about creating a whole new form of intelligence.
It's a lot to consider. But wetware isn't the only thing pushing us in this direction. Remember those brain-machine interfaces, BMIs? They're getting closer and closer to reality, too.
Oh, yeah. Those things are straight out of the Matrix. I remember one of the articles mentioned Neuralink is working on those.
Exactly. And for now, it's mainly focused on medical uses, like helping people who are paralyzed control prosthetic limbs with their minds. But you can imagine, down the line, this tech could allow us to interface with computers and, like, the whole digital world just using our thoughts.
Wow, that's both amazing and a little bit terrifying. The line between human and machine starts to get blurry.
It's a powerful reminder that we need to be thinking about the consequences of every step forward we take. It's not just can we do it, but should we do it?
Wow, okay. Big questions. And I'm guessing those questions are only going to get bigger and more complex as AI continues to evolve, right?
Absolutely. The future is uncertain, but one thing's for sure, things are about to get really, really interesting.
No doubt about that. It's like we've gone from talking about AI writing our emails to AI potentially merging with us. This deep dive has been quite a ride.
It has. And, you know, even with all this talk about the future, the key takeaway for me is the future of AI isn't something that's just going to happen to us. It's being shaped right now by the choices we make, the questions we ask, and the way we choose to use these powerful tools.
So true. It's up to all of us to make sure we're building the future we want, one algorithm at a time.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, on that note, I think we've officially reached the event horizon of the AI singularity for one episode. For everyone listening, if you want to learn more about this stuff, definitely check out those articles we talked about. They were full of fascinating insights. And until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and let's all try not to create any Skynet situations out there.